Inside the crowded room of the Sedgwick County Courthouse in downtown Wichita, citizen Lori Lawrence is armed with a thick stack of petitions, ready to address lawmakers.
I'm here to speak to you about expanding Medicaid. You all have seen this petition. I know that you've gotten these emails. There are 3,324 signatures on this. This is for you all.
That is
people from across this state, not just in this area. Many people don't realize that under the Affordable Care Act, Kansans who are below 138% of the poverty level don't qualify.
The Affordable Care Act sought to expand Medicaid eligibility to adults making up to 138% of the federal poverty level, or $15,900 for an individual and $32,400 for a family of four in 2014. But the Supreme Court ruled that states could opt out of Medicaid expansion. Last summer, Governor Sam Brownback decided Kansas would opt out. States that choose to expand Medicaid receive 100% funding from the federal government to cover the cost of new enrollees through 2017, phasing down federal dollars to 90% in 2020. Frank White is a citizen from Heston. He tells lawmakers Kansas is already losing funds by opting out.
The refusal to participate has already cost us about $31 million in a grant that was refused from the federal government. And there is no valid reason that Kansas should be rejecting this program. The benefits of that would certainly outweigh any cost. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
There are 85,000 uninsured Kansans that fall in the coverage gap. Their incomes are too high to get Medicaid under Kansas's current rules, but are too low to qualify for help buying coverage in the health insurance marketplace. Nadine Anderson gingerly sits on her couch in her tidy small apartment on the west side of Wichita. Anderson recently learned that she is in the gap. She makes $93 a week. Her hours as a part-time cashier have dwindled due to her need for a hip and knee replacement. Anderson contacted a health clinic to find out if she was eligible for Medicaid.
And he said, well, we're not going to be able to help you because you don't qualify. And I said, I don't qualify. I make too much money. What do you have? He said, no, you don't make enough money. That doesn't even seem, I just don't understand that. And I was just like, are you kidding me?
Anderson says she can't always pay for her prescriptions and relies on the emergency room for most of her doctor's visits.
I just want a physician that I can go to permanently, like a family doctor like everybody else has, and not constantly, every time if I've got a bad sore throat, I have to go to the emergency room for $2,000 or $3,000 for bills. I don't even open them. I can't pay them. I know I can't pay them.
When people can't pay their bills, the cost has to be absorbed by the hospital, the caregiver, or the taxpayer. 60-year-old Felipe Rodriguez also falls in the Medicaid gap. He makes $20,000 a year as a wire installer. Rodriguez cares for his family in South Wichita, which includes two elementary school-aged children, one who uses a wheelchair due to severe arthritis, and the other who's autistic.
Me sentí muy triste porque como yo gano poco.
I felt very sad because I earn very little. Even though I'm 60 years old, I am a U.S. citizen, and I have young children that I worry about, and I feel very desperate. I'm not sure what to do.
Maria, Rodriguez's 48-year-old wife, had a stroke last April. She says she also needs health care.
Y pues sentí como que no califico para nada.
She says she felt very sad that she can't get the help that she needs. She had a stroke last year, and she still needs ongoing therapy for her leg and movement in general.
State Representative Jim Ward, a Wichita Democrat, introduced a bill last year to expand Medicaid, but the bill stalled. He plans to push informational hearings this year on the issue. Following the forum, he talks about the need for the expansion.
I think the numbers, and if you look at the folks that support this, every healthcare provider in the state of Kansas, hospitals, doctors, nurses, dentists, Everyone who's involved with healthcare says this is the right thing morally for Kansas. And I think that's the most powerful argument. These aren't Democrats, Republicans. These are people who treat healthcare, and they say this is the right thing for Kansas.
Susan Weigel, Senate President and Wichita Republican, says she's willing to debate Medicaid expansion, but based on the rollout, doubts that Obamacare itself would even work.
Well, the problem is that once we commit, we're very concerned at this point in time that the federal government will pull back out their support, because the truth is the whole plan is based on millions of people enrolling in the plan. And if millions of people enroll, then there will be plenty of healthy people who will subsidize the health care of those who are costly and have special needs. And so far, that just hasn't happened. So it's very difficult for us to believe that the plan will survive economically.
And Representative Jim Howe, a Republican from Derby, also questions what's going to happen down the road. He says lawmakers need to get through a hearing and find out exactly what the costs and the benefits of the expansion would be for Kansans.
I know that there are some states that have gone towards Medicaid expansion, and I think the governor has been wise to let the legislature, I guess, vet this, you know, basically in a very deep level before we make a decision for Kansas.
As the legislative session gets underway, the issue will be debated. If no action is taken, Kansas will remain one of the states without coverage for those in the Medicaid gap. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.